You're on Connect FM. It's our Ask the Expert segment with Christ the King Manor, serving by giving. And of course, we have the CEO of Christ the King with us this morning, Paula Felton Warner. Good morning, Paula.
Good morning, Brittany. Thank you for having us. I brought a guest with us today.
Wonderful. This is a familiar face, Sherry Zanet, the admissions director.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So you deal mostly with skilled nursing then, right?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. So what would you say, whenever people go in for skilled nursing, what does that actually look like on a basic level? What are we talking about whenever we say skilled nursing, just to give us a quick refresher?
Well, I know we've talked about this in the past, but most of our folks come for therapy reasons. Not all of them, but as Paula had said before, about 70%, 65-70% of our people are able to go home after they're at our building for a while. So that means that they can rehab for therapies or whatever their skilled need would be, and we will work with them to get them home. We also have in our continuum assisted living, which is called personal care, and we have our independent living as well with our home support. And sometimes folks aren't quite in the need of being in skilled nursing, but not quite ready to go home yet. Mm-hmm. So we have our assisted living, personal care there where they can continue their therapy. And we also have independent living. We have apartments and cottages that are, of course, one level. So if you have a situation where you're rehabbed, but maybe you're just not quite the same as you were when you entered our building and may need a home that maybe doesn't have steps or a bathroom upstairs or your bedroom even upstairs, we have apartments and cottages that can meet your needs as well. And home care, if you need a little extra help with cleaning or preparing a meal or even going to the grocery store, doing some laundry, we have folks that can also help you with that. So we like to think we can help you out and help you be as independent as possible after your stay in our skilled nursing facility.
Yeah, that's such an important point because, first of all, it's such a common story. This happens day after day.
Absolutely, yes, it does.
It's important if you are going to go home or, you know, leave the skilled nursing facility, that you stay healthy afterwards.
Oh, absolutely. We want you to be prepared. We want you to be as independent as possible. But we certainly don't want you to go home prematurely and forbid you just happen to have to come back.
Yeah, so I love that there are so many, we'll call them transitionary stages or ways that we can take care of people.
Oh, absolutely.
Something that I know, I'm going to throw this question at you, Sherry, because I know this is a question that, or a misconception maybe that some people have. Do you have to be Catholic to go to Christ the King Manor?
Absolutely not. No, we're definitely a non-denominational facility. We do have Catholic masses daily, but we have Bible study and prayer groups, and we have a non-denominational service. So absolutely not. I know folks think that way, but no, we welcome all.
It's always nice to clear up those things.
Yes.
And maybe the questions that you always thought you knew the answer to, and then, oh, wait.
Exactly.
Hey, we have a couple extra minutes here, and I did want to ask you, because clearly your heart is in this. What's your favorite part about, you know, the day-to-day job and actually being there at Christ the King? What do you enjoy most about being actually able to see everybody in that facility and be there?
I guess the best part for me is, you know, I'm the front door of the facility per se. So I tend to know the folks that have the biggest needs and when they have their biggest needs. So when they come in our facility and they're not themselves, we'll say, I love seeing them in our community, at our dining area, their families coming in to visit them. That's what I love to see the most, because they are doing better and they are socializing and they are living, you know, their best life that they can at that moment, and they're happy. So they come in fearful and then they begin to open up and are happier.
Yeah, that's such a nice growth to be able to see, and clearly your heart is just, this is where your heart lies. So thank you. Well, thank you so much for sharing a little bit more about skilled nursing, and not just skilled nursing, but then what also happens after that, mm-hmm. potentially. This has been our Ask the Expert program here on Connect FM. Paula Felton Warner, though, the CEO of Christ the King, let's wrap it up. Can you remind us where we can go if maybe something triggered a memory for us of, oh yeah, I've been meaning to call and ask about, or I just want to learn some more information. Where do we go?
Absolutely. Anybody can reach out to our main number and reach out to Sherry directly, or any one of us, certainly, since we have a lot of services on campus that our listeners are learning about. They can reach out to Sherry at the facility or jump on our website. We have information there as well, or our Facebook page.
Wonderful. Well, it has been a little bit of time spent together with Christ the King Manor, Paula Felton Warner, the CEO, and Sherry Zanet, the Admissions Director for Skilled Nursing. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brittany.
Thank you.
And that's Christ the King Manor, serving by giving.